This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Things are going to be a little bit different tonight due to a circumstance that... It's a very unusual circumstance, but all of the Free Talk Live co-hosts are at the same meeting. And I can't really get into details on what that's all about. There's just one thing that we do here in Keene on a yearly basis, and it basically requires all of us to go to. So we are going to do a live show that's coming up a little bit later on. But to start things out here tonight, I wanted to, since we had Derek J. Freeman on the show last night, that he made his triumphant return to Free Talk Live after a couple of years off the air, I wanted to give you a little bit more Derek J. Maybe you're new to Free Talk Live and you'd never heard Derek before last night. There's actually a really great interview of him that was conducted at this year's Liberty Forum event. Now, the Liberty Forum is the yearly convention, although they missed a year, I think, in 2011, but mostly yearly convention that the Free State Project puts on in a, it's like a hotel convention right in the middle of wintertime in downtown Manchester, New Hampshire. And it just happened about 3 or so weeks ago. It was early this month. And Vin Armani, who is our occasional co-host on Free Talk Live, he does his own show called Destination Unknown with his co-host Dave Butler. And Vin has sort of taken over the role of what we used to do at Free Talk Live at that event, was we used to broadcast from the Liberty Forum. So Vin kind of took that over and did a great job with it. He actually did about 15 hours worth of broadcasting on video, actually. So he kind of took it to the next level. We never did video casting from there, and he's done that. And I was looking through the videos, you know, just to see who he interviewed, and I posted all of them on freekeen.com, so if you wanted to see the whole thing, you can do that. But my favorite interview was his interview of Derek J. Freeman. And so it's one Free Talk Live host, Vin, interviewing another Free Talk Live host on a show that's not Free Talk Live. It's Destination Unknown, their special edition from the Liberty Forum. I just thought it was such a great interview. They cover Derek J's victimless crime spree, which, of course, Derek J, that's his infamous movie about civil disobedience, his documentary film that we put together here in Keene. They kind of, you know, go back to that and talk about that. And then they talk about the great work that the folks that Derek and his partner Stephen are doing over at AnyPay.Global to help local businesses across the world accept cryptocurrency. So it's a great interview. With no further ado, I present to you the interview of Derek J. Freeman from the folks at Destination Unknown. You can get more of them over at VinArmani.com. Here it is.
Well, we are back here at Liberty Forum, and we are actually joined by, luckily enough, we are joined by the star of Derek J's victimless crime spree, Derek J. Freeman.
Hey, Vin.
Welcome.
Hey,
Dave. How's it going?
Welcome. A lover of liberty, a fellow crypto savage,
yeah,
is here joining us.
And liver of liberty.
Liver. lover and liver. Yeah. Love it and live it.
That's what we do here in New Hampshire. Once you get here, you live liberty every day.
Yeah. Before I was just loving it from afar, but now I feel it's my sweet Valentine.
I love
there
that.
There you go. There
I
you
love
go.
That. So... the victimless crime spree.
Mm-hmm.
This was quite the adventure for you. So the people who are watching the stream have seen a little bit of your past history. They can go and absolutely watch the entire documentary, as I think that they should. In the time that we have with you, where I hope that we can cover some of the things that you're doing now, especially. But just on that note, if you could just give people a sense of what that experience was like for you, what you pulled out of it, you know, it's because it seems pretty traumatic and pretty harrowing.
Well, everyone comes to New Hampshire for the Free State Project in a different way, and I was attracted because I saw videos on YouTube of people who doing civil disobedience. And this is not everyone's path, but this was mine. And so when I came here, I had the experience of being arrested for standing up for nonviolent crimes like having pot out in the park or videotaping inside of a courtroom. And just saying no when they told me, you're not allowed to do that, just doing it anyway, because I knew I was in the right. You know, I wasn't doing any harm to anybody. And so I felt like if I'm if my conscience is clear, then I'll be okay in the end. And that's actually what happened. You know, I was facing like 10 years in jail.
Oh, wow.
All total for the different crimes that I committed in just a span of 6 months. And that was like such a huge wake-up call that, like, this can happen. Not everyone is going to have this experience when you move to New Hampshire. It's pretty rare.
Well, it was something that, like, you chose to participate in this as a form of direct action and civil disobedience.
Yeah, and to be if I'm being totally honest, I was a little bit dumb, too, because when I moved, I was, like, 21.
Right.
And we all do things when we're 21. Sure. That, like, We should all have the support structure that I was lucky to have when I moved here. Mm-hmm. People, you know, come to the jail and even went to, like, the judge's house in one case where they, like, sang Christmas carols out in front of his house. Just make it really personal, you know. It was personal in that level. Most people aren't going to have that kind of support where other people get you philosophically and want to go to the cop who arrested you's house and say, like, hey, Mrs. Cop, did you know that your husband just beat up this kid today? Because, I mean, what if everyone did that? It is troubling, but it's not wrong to do.
Right.
It's uncomfortable to face that reality. Like, oh, you know, the bread on your table came from beating someone up today.
Right.
Now, did you have a history with civil disobedience actions before you came to New Hampshire, or was that something that you started after you got to New Hampshire?
Yeah, I always loved it. One of my first jobs out of college was working for Greenpeace.
Okay.
And so I was so inspired by these people who would just climb up to the top of a massive statue and drop down a banner that's like, you know, recycle your computer parts or whatever their message is. But it gets attention and it's not wrong. You know, right. It's like it causes a little bit of a nuisance, but you're not doing anything immoral. It may be a crime. And in most cases, it was like a property crime of trespassing. But with the state, I think I don't know. I've changed my position on this. I used to think it was immoral for the state to ban you from their property.
Hmm.
But really, if a cartel owns a piece of property, you know, that's legitimately theirs.
Sure.
They're going to protect it with their guns. That's legit to a degree.
So you have, and this was something we were talking about beforehand, and I love it, and I want to get into this. In your time here in New Hampshire, have been able to sort of make your way and make your mark in the way that you wanted to sort of craft your own reality. One of the so we just had Pete Raymond on here, and he told me that the highlight so far of the event was being able to buy alcohol with Bitcoin just right outside.
Yeah.
Here, right? He said that was the absolute highlight for him so far, which is being done with AnyPay point of sale.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, your company. Talk to us a little bit about your path from the victimless crime spree,
respected business owner.
Yes, to respected business owner.
Respected by some. So the path is that I believe that I have to live in accordance with my conscience, and I know that when I use Federal Reserve notes or money that's backed by guns, I'm helping to perpetuate and literally empower the wars that are fought in my name, and I'm against that. I don't want wars against innocent people and bombs blowing up children overseas. You know, I don't want to be responsible for that, but I am if I use their money. Because that's how that's funded. And so when I heard about Bitcoin, first of all, I used silver, like, back before I moved to New Hampshire, to trade with friends and buy pot and stuff. You could actually use the silver if they'll take it. So I was like, great, cool, let's do that. Or I bought pizza. It was something more, I don't know, respectable.
And pot's pretty respectable nowadays.
So I wanted an alternative to state money, and when Bitcoin came along, I was like, this is it. This is so good. You can transfer it person to person, pretty much anonymously like cash. It can go long distances. It's divisible. It's got all the great qualities of money that I would want. So I thought everyone was going to use this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, great. Come on, libertarians. We've got this alternative. Tomorrow, the state ends.
Right.
But it didn't happen fast enough. There were, you know, I would ask businesses if they would take it, and it was not legitimate. So, my friend and I, and my partner, Steven, we made this app, and It helps make it easy for businesses to take cryptocurrency.
There's more coming up from the interview with Derek J. Freeman, conducted by Vin Armani, on the way here on Free Talk Live. Plus, our live show will kick off soon tonight on Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are not quite live yet tonight due to all of the co-hosts needing to be in the same meeting. We are going to be kicking off our live show coming up here in a little bit as soon as we get back. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, we're going to continue with a special interview of Derek J. Freeman, who made his return appearance to Free Talk Live last night. If you missed that show, go download it over at freetalklive.com. Vin Armani from Destination Unknown, along with his co-host Dave Butler from the Liberty Forum, had done a great interview of Derek J., and I thought it was so good it deserved to get played on the radio. So we're going to do that here. I'll continue with that interview in just a moment. But I also want to remind you about Freedom's Phoenix. They are a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has them. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue with the excellent interview of Free Talk Live co-host Derek J. Freeman. You may remember him from the Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com. Of course, you can go there and watch that movie in its entirety, all 90 minutes of the really entertaining documentary film there at victimlesscrimespree.com. So they cover that. They cover anypay.global and the great work that they're doing, bringing merchant acceptance, making it easy for merchants to accept cryptocurrency, thanks to anypay.global. They cover that in this interview here from the Liberty Forum, the 2019 Liberty Forum. It's Vin Armani, Dave Butler from Destination Unknown, their website, vinarmani.com, and interviewing Derek J. Freeman. We continue with that interview now.
Because, like, not everyone has the time or the interest to figure out how to use wallets and store private keys. Owners do. Owners are like, we'll take your money. Right, yeah, give us the money any way you can.
Sure, sure.
But cashiers, they don't want to be bothered with that. Even, you know, managerial levels, it's a headache. So if I can make it easy for them to take cryptocurrency just from the same point of sale that they're using in their store already, and all they have to do is install an app and they get more customers and they make everyone's day, then great. We're ending the state every time someone buys a latte or a gin and tonic at the bar here.
It's great, and the impact that you have had in Portsmouth, where you're based, I mean, it's now, Portsmouth is now, you know, on the radar of certainly the Bitcoin world as, you know, one of those hot spots for crypto. And you guys, I mean, a lot of that we can just chalk up to YouTube.
Well, I can't take all the credit. There was a strong Bitcoin community in New Hampshire and in Portsmouth before we moved, and that was a huge reason why we wanted to move. We were in San Francisco trying to use Bitcoin. It's pathetic. Right. There's nowhere, and even the places that did, there's a sushi place that has a QR code, you know, on a piece of paper, and you're like, really? This is the tech center of the world? Right. Get over it. So to be able to go to 24 different businesses in Portsmouth with several different kinds of cryptocurrency and buy real goods, theater tickets, concert venue, meals,
meals, yeah.
I bought a car with cryptocurrency.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, recently a car with the cryptocurrency Dash.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that process. I mean, you were saying beforehand, you know, that you know, there's an openness here that people have where they just want to say yes. Talk to us about what that's been like.
Sure. Well, like, in stark contrast, if you've moved to a couple of different states or lived different places in your life, you'll notice that the environment is different. In each one, they've got their own vibe. And the New Hampshire vibe is very, like, yes, we'll try new things, we're open to independence. It's always had this spirit of independence for hundreds of years. It's attracted the independent-minded person. And that's still true today. So when a person approached a car dealership, it wasn't even me, approached the car dealership to say, hey, what if we took Bitcoin? The manager was like, okay, how do we do that? Sure, let's try it. And they, like, made this sketch, and they made it work, and I was able to buy a car. I used Dash. That was the coin they settled on. They got, I think, more publicity for using a lesser-known coin.
Sure.
Than just being a Me Too, we'll take Bitcoin.
Sure.
And so it worked out great for them, great for me. Everybody won. And it's very much the same situation as it was with the bar today. Like, or I walked in the morning. I had an iPad. I was like, hey, you've done this event before. You know that people are going to ask you can we pay with Bitcoin? He's like, yeah, they do all the time. It's like, wouldn't it be great to say yes and make those people happy and get more drink sales and get more tips for yourself? Like, and he's like, yeah, that would be great. So I was like, I got this iPad. It's already preloaded. It can take all the coins. What do you say? Let's do it. And so he's like, all right. Well, yeah. Well, I got to ask my manager. Okay, hold on. Let's see. He asked, and he said, yeah, and they've been doing it every day, and they love it.
Yeah, it's that's awesome. It's fantastic. I mean, it was one of the reasons that I wanted to move here, obviously, being involved as an entrepreneur in Bitcoin and in the crypto space. And I moved here, and it's actually, I would say anybody who's got a cryptocurrency business, move here. I mean, just the connections. Now Cointex, my business, is integrated with AnyPay. You know, it's been a great thing for us. And just to be able to have that sort of, to be ideologically aligned, especially in the space where sort of Bitcoin is now, where Wall Street's now moving in, to still have that vein where the innovators are still the people who are ideologically aligned with the vision, what I would say the real vision of Satoshi, is something amazing that's here.
Well, it's fun. It's just it's having fun using this stuff. Like you said, it was the highlight of Mance's experience so far. And that's a small one. He'll have more great experiences.
Of course.
It's just having fun.
I think it's just so foreign to people. From outside the state, who are hodlers, right? They just, you know, they've got their amount of crypto and they hold on to it. And not only do they not want to spend it, but there is no place to spend it. They have no options whatsoever. And then you come here and it's like you can literally walk down the street in Portsmouth from place to place to place and they will take your crypto and you can...
Your offices, you have a fantastic space in Portsmouth. Did an event with myself, Daniel Krawitz, and Chris DeRose, both of whom are very well-known sort of Bitcoin individuals. Chris, in particular, kind of a well-known troll around Bitcoin. And we went next door.
To Fezziwigs.
To Fezziwigs, because I said that I wanted some coffee. And walked up and I said, I want to pay in Bitcoin. And then I pretended as though my wallet did not work.
What?
And made Chris DeRose. And Chris was like, oh, no, I got it. And paid. And it was interesting to see the look on his face because I got the realization that, like, this is somebody who actually doesn't get an opportunity to even use the money that he's dedicated his life to on a day-to-day basis. And he was like, I got to take a picture and post this up and say, yeah, I actually bought coffee with Bitcoin right here. Like, this is what... And I really saw it... And even for, you know, I saw his podcast after, and he was talking about it for weeks, the experience of being able to really do it.
That's Vin Armani talking with Derek J. Freeman from the Liberty Forum in 2019, that was just a few weeks ago, about how easy it is to use cryptocurrency in real life here in New Hampshire. We're going to continue with more of the interview of Derek J. Freeman from the Liberty Forum, thanks to Vin Armani over at VinArmani.com. Plus, we'll be kicking off the live version of Free Talk Live coming up here in just a little bit. As soon as we get back from our meeting, which we had to be at, so apologize for not being here live in the first few segments of the show. There's more Free Talk Live and more with Vin Armani and Derek J. Freeman from Destination Unknown, coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House hearing.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen testifying before a House Oversight Committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan sits on that same committee.
The first announced witness for the 116th Congress is a guy who is going to prison in 2 months for lying to Congress.
President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are continuing to hold talks in Hanoi. Former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson tells Fox News the best way to negotiate with the North Koreans.
In informal settings, at meals, when they walk off together, they seem to have built a good rapport. And this is where you make deals with the North Koreans. So far, the summit is off to a good start.
The Dow closed down 72 points to close at 25,985. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're doing a unique kind of one-off episode here where we're actually not starting the live show right away on purpose. We will be live, hopefully as soon as possible. We don't know when we're going to get out of this meeting that we all had to be at. Like, every Free Talk Live host had to be at this meeting. So normally somebody's going to be here and we're going to be live, but this is like the one day a year when we have to start a little bit late. So I apologize about that, but hopefully this interview of Derek J. Freeman is entertaining. I think it is. I think it's really interesting. It's conducted by Vin Armani from Destination Unknown and his co-host Dave Butler. They are available. More of their shows is over at VinArmani.com. Vin, of course, a sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live. He comes in once a month. And now Derek J. Freeman is back. So for newer listeners, you may not know Derek J. He is a longtime former co-host of Free Talk Live, and last night he made his triumphant return to the airwaves and did a whole show with us, came all the way out from the seacoast where he lives. He used to live here in the room right above the studio for, I think, a few years, a couple of years at least. And now he's having a blast out on the seacoast doing AnyPay.Global, and I'm such a fan of AnyPay. We use it all the time here in Keene when we go out and we buy things with cryptocurrency. The crypto users here in the area, every business in town is using AnyPay to accept cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash and several others if you want. Over at AnyPay.Global, it's free to do as a merchant, so there's no reason not to do this. And they've got some really cool new features. They actually just announced Dogecoin is finally official on AnyPay. But more importantly, their iOS app is now available. So you can now get the AnyPay.Global iOS app. You can learn more over at AnyPay.Global. And they've got a new map. Now, the Android app's been out for a while, by the way, so you can get that too. You can use their new map, which shows you where AnyPay using businesses are and how busy they are. It actually shows you on a color-coded key basis, did this business have a transaction this week, or was their last crypto transaction within the last month or in the last 90 days? It's a pretty cool map, really useful features. I think this is going to be the best crypto map out there. So check that out at map.anypay.global. We'll tell you more about all that coming up. But first, the remainder of the interview of Derek J. Freeman with Vin Armani.
Really get a vision of what could this look like.
Yeah, isn't that weird that there's all these people in the cryptocurrency space who've never used this stuff?
Yeah, it's crazy.
To buy anything in real life? I mean, it's cool buying things on a website, and that totally counts. I'm totally for using it. It's internet money. It makes sense to use it on the internet. But to use it in person is also a really unique experience. I'm glad that Chris got to have that. And Portsmouth is the home of the world-famous Bitcoin Tour. I should mention, we just landed our first hotel, so now there's a hotel that you can stay at and pay with Bitcoin.
So tell us about the world-famous Bitcoin Tour. What is this?
It's a self-guided tour. There's a map of different places that you can go. There's about 24, and things to do it all in one. You'll need a hotel room while you stay for the whole weekend. You can do yoga, and there's different things that you can get at each one. You get a potion made at Dedwick's Ethereal Emporium.
Okay.
So if you've got a love of your life that you want to hit with Cupid's arrow, you can get a potion made specifically for that, or if you've got some problems with, it doesn't matter. There's a Bitcoin.
I just heard
machines.
I can buy magic with Sky Money, so yeah. This is awesome. I'm going to go buy some magic.
Yes, that is definitely up Dave's alley.
Surprisingly, one of the popular stores
on the world famous tour. Sure, yeah.
And what made it real? We jokingly called it the world famous Bitcoin Tour when we started because it was like just a little thing in little old Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But then Chinese guys from Vice Magazine or Vice News in China came to Portsmouth, took the world famous Bitcoin Tour. We had no idea, and then we saw an article on Chinese Vice that someone sent to us. It was like, hey, someone from China took the world famous tour, which, by the way, it's like super banned in China. You can't go around and spend Bitcoin in stores or their Neo or whatever they got. Right.
But didn't one of your videos about the hash war get translated into Chinese?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're mining.
Yeah, they're big
they're
into
mining,
cryptocurrency.
But you can't really spend it. That's the weird thing. So they're even in a weirder sort of scenario. But it's so interesting to me, the idea that, and I think it's one of the powerful things about New Hampshire, is that here is this little, what would you call it? It's a little crucible. It's like this, it's this small but intensely burning, hot sort of community of people, right? That are, everybody is just so incredibly fired up that it has a real impact on the world.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
In some ways that being here you kind of forget because it's just normal, but people are aching for, all over the world are aching for the type of liberty that you can get coming here and being here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we just had an event over a few blocks from here where everyone paid in crypto at the bar. They had lunch and, there were like 10 or 20 different sales all in cryptocurrency. And that just doesn't happen other places. If you're listening to this and you yearn for that, come and visit. Experience that for yourself because it's real and it's within your grasp.
So earlier we mentioned Portsmouth is kind of a leader in the crypto space as far as retail crypto. And I in my opinion, is there any place else in the country that is as integrated with crypto as Portsmouth?
Keene, New Hampshire.
Okay. So we got Portsmouth and we got Keene.
Yeah.
They're positioned pretty far apart. So, awesome.
There really are.
That's awesome.
And if you go and audit the maps, there's a dozen different maps that tell you where you can spend cryptocurrency. Oh, yeah, sure. New York has 124. Go and audit some of those places.
Yeah,
I dare you.
Go and try.
I dare you. You will be so embarrassed as you go from store to store to store and they look at you with a blank stare and maybe even disgust that you are asking them to accept your cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Whereas here, they're like, yeah, it's a normal thing. There's no, they're like, oh, yeah, cash, credit, crypto. Of course.
Yeah, that was, walking around Portsmouth and doing the thing now in many of the places. I've sampled many. Every time I go up, I try to try a different place and sample it. I think that's maybe the most surprising, is not being looked at crazy and people knowing exact, people being like, oh, okay, you want to pay in crazy? Okay, which one did you want to pay in? You know what I mean?
Which coin?
Like, yeah, which coin did you want to do? Okay, boop, 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 flip it around, and I'm like, whoa, you actually knew what you were doing. The person, that, you know, checking me out or at the bar or whatever, they knew what they were doing. It's unbelievable.
It's awesome. Instead of it being weird and different, they're actually excited to do it. They're like, oh, great, another Bitcoin one.
Yeah.
They know it's good for their business.
Sure. It's amazing.
So if you're a business and you want to take advantage of AnyPay, would somebody do that?
Oh, great question. Thank you. Yeah. AnyPay.global is the website, and there's two links right on the main page, one to a web app and the other to an Android app. iOS app soon coming. So
awesome. Yeah, it's a super easy point-of-sale application to get started with, minutes. I mean, you onboarded me at Porkfest this last year, and I think it was, I hadn't used it yet, and I think it took 30 seconds before I had a wallet open.
Yeah, I say budget about 5 minutes.
Right, you know? 5 minutes is a big commitment. Big commitment, folks.
But you should have a wallet to start, you know, any wallet you like, because that's where the money goes, and AnyPay just makes it go ding, makes a green screen appear, makes it easy for your cashiers or your business to accept.
Nice. Yeah, it's a fantastic product. Done for real passionate reasons, and that always shows, and it's something that I love about being here, and I really appreciate what you've done and what you continue to do, I gotta say.
Thanks so much. It's really a pleasure. I appreciate what you've done.
Thank you.
This is Free Talk Live. I was just past the news that apparently today the New Hampshire State House has passed legalization of cannabis by what is purported to be a veto-proof margin, so we are still waiting to find out what the Senate is going to do with that. So that's some potentially good news because the governor here had promised to veto legalization, so hopefully they will cram it down his throat. So anyway, that was the interview with Vin Armani, or conducted by Vin Armani, with Derek J. Freeman from Victimless Crime Spree and AnyPay.global. We got more on the way, plus Free Talk Live's live version will be kicking off at some point here, hopefully very, very soon, as soon as all the co-hosts return from the meeting we had to attend. So apologies for our tardiness, but we got a little bit more coming up here that I think you'll enjoy, and then live show coming up very soon here on Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. The Discord chat's open 24/7 over at discord.lrn.fm. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and normally I'd give you our call-in line numbers, but right now we can't take your calls because every co-host is at a current very special meeting that we had to attend. So apologies for our tardiness, but we will be kicking off the live show very soon. Meanwhile, playing some interesting interviews that otherwise you might not have gotten to hear on the radio because, well, normally Free Talk Live doesn't do an interview show. But we did do a bunch of interviews at Anarchapulco, which was the recent convention that is just a fantastic event that happened down in Acapulco, Mexico. I believe it was its 5th year this year, and I've had the pleasure of going to 3 of them. And there was just so much content at Anarchapulco. There were so many interesting people to talk to. We hammered out 4 full episodes of the radio show basically by Saturday. So it started on Thursday. So we were done with 4 shows by midday Saturday. And then we just had more people to talk to. So we recorded another, I think, 10 extra interviews with people. I've been playing them throughout the last week and a half or so on our podcast. So I've been throwing in one extra bonus Anarchapulco interview on the podcast. If you've been missing our downloads or archives, then you can grab those anytime over at freetalklive.com. So we're going to play Nick Rodriguez, the interview with him about Kratom. And if you don't know what Kratom is, well, you're going to learn about it coming up here in a moment on Free Talk Live.
Anarchapulco 2019, as we are recording this on the final day of what has been a pretty awesome weekend. Everything's been fantastic about this particular event, and I think it's only going to get better from here on out. They're already talking about 2020 for Anarchapulco. At this point, we're doing some after shows here because there's just so many people to talk to. We have not run out. And Nick Rodriguez this weekend, one of our listeners, Ron, is here. And you guys were just talking at the bar one night, and I sat down, and we ended up chatting about a variety of different things. And, Nick, you told me that you are into the Kratom business. That's Kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. And it's come up a few times in the past on Free Talk Live. I remember specifically talking about it when the federal government was looking to crack down against Kratom, and I think they kind of backed down on that, but I'm sure you can give us what the current legal status is. But before we get into the legal status, Nick, what is Kratom?
Kratom basically is it's a leaf powder, kind of like matcha tea. It comes from a plant that's indigenous to the Indonesian islands, and it's traditionally used by the natives there for things like productivity, you know, energy, pain relief, things like that. Now, when it finally got to the shores in the U.S., the thing that's helping people the most with that is the actual ability for folks to use this as a way to break their habitual use of narcotic painkillers.
Like opiates.
Kratom is actually an opiate agonist. It
really
attaches to the receptor sites for opiates in the brain. And people are using this to finally break their addictions to pharmaceutical painkillers, which is huge. It's becoming a massive problem in the United States.
Sure. Yeah,
and
everybody knows that, right?
Yeah. It's really, we get messages from our customers all the time, and they are just so excited to have their life back. Basically, you know, these people's lives are ruined by these drugs. And being able to get off of it and be productive in their society is really bringing so much benefit to their lives again.
What was it that got you involved in Kratom? How did you get turned on to it?
I discovered it through some friends of mine who were in the business.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I was still involved in aviation. So I was traveling around the country doing work with helicopters. And I suffered a bad back injury in 2006.
Oof.
And I never really got on the habitual use of narcotic painkillers. It was just the actual prescriptions that were provided to me when I departed the hospital. It was Oxycontin, which is,
yep,
I'm sure you're aware, it's one of the more powerful painkillers out there. So I actually had to do a weaning process myself and go through the withdrawals of getting off of that drug. Naturally, without Kratom.
Yeah.
And I really wish I would have had it at that time because it would have made the transition easier. So I kind of understood what addiction is at that point and, you know, how harmful it is, how mm-hmm. difficult and challenging it is to get away from that. And when my friends were showing it to me, I didn't quite understand it, did the research on it, and they provided me with some samples, and I tried it. And really, like, instantly I knew that this was reducing the amount of pain that I had from my injuries during that car accident I described to you.
Wow. So when you say reducing your pain, of course I always ask you, right, like on a scale of 1 to 10, where was your pain, and then did you what kind of reduction did you notice from using?
Yeah, Kratom? Well, basically I broke my back in the car accident and had a spinal fusion, so there was some bone removed from my hip and used to actually reconstruct a vertebrae that was severely damaged. And then they implanted metal rods and screws above and below the damaged area and fused the entire section of thoracic vertebrae that was affected by that accident. So I do have a quite a high pain level some days.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like how effective maybe the Kratom is, it just basically it allows me to work regularly like I used to always be able to do before the accident.
Without thinking about it.
Yeah, don't even think about it. And it actually, one of the benefits of Kratom also is the fact that it provides you with a lot of energy. So my productivity is like, not only am I at a level where I have reduced pain, but my productivity level is increased.
Now, how do you dose it? Is it oral? Is it smoked? What's the...
Yeah, it's oral.
Okay.
Like, most people use capsules because mm-hmm. that's an easier method of administration.
Sure.
But you can also mix it in, say, for like maybe a smoothie, something like
right.
that. But it's a really bitter plant, so a lot of people have trouble just eating it like in powder form.
Capsules make sense then. Let's see. So you got into it. It helped you out, and then you changed your, you know, you were no longer, you left the aviation industry and decided I want to do full-time Kratom.
Yeah. Basically, I starting to get tired of being surrounded in a corporate world, having people constantly drag me around the country. You know, I was living out of hotels, man. I was married, and 20 days out of the month, I was on the road, and I get to come home for 10 days, and I felt like I was missing out on what's really important in life.
Yeah.
So I figured, well, okay, let's just take this plant and make a website and give it to the people that need it. So that was kind of my mission. It took me close to a year to really get the business successful and going. And at the point where, you know, I was making more money than I was out on the road working for this aviation company.
Oh, great.
I just decided, okay, it's time for me to come back home, focus more on my business and my family, and make Kratom more available to people.
Let's talk about the legal aspect of this. I remember it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago, it feels like. I don't know exactly when, but there was some fear that the federal government was, maybe the DEA or whoever it was going to crack down on Kratom. And they had some kind of a period of accepting, like, input from the public and a lot of people who had had experiences like you, people who were, you know, former addicts, who'd had Kratom help them and, mm-hmm. you know, pain relief and all the stuff,
mm-hmm.
Wrote in, and it seemed like that kind of put off the crackdown. Am I remembering this correctly? Do you recall what I'm talking about?
Yeah. That's constantly happening in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more coming up here from Anarchapulco 2019 with Nick Rodriguez talking about Kratom. And, of course, you can normally talk about anything you want here on Free Talk Live. We will be going on live and opening the phones at some point here tonight, hopefully very, very soon, because I'm only going to record a few of these segments. So hopefully this meeting that we're at won't be running too late. It started about 5:30 Eastern time. So anyway, that's where all of us are right now. And normally, you know, 365 days a year, we are live. So we are going to be live. It's just the first hour. So we're not going to be. So be patient. We'll open the phones up. We'll talk to you about anything coming up here in a bit. And don't forget, you can always join us online over at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the AMP program. Big thanks going out to Paul Barnes, who's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. And that means that Paul gives $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple concept. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, 7 days a week, we're on broadcast radio, we're on satellite over three different continents, actually. We are on, let's see, we're on the internet, of course, live streaming. We've got a podcast, downloadable archives. And did I mention the 194 radio, or 196, I think now, radio stations airing the show coast to coast and beyond in the United States? We are making an impact for the ideas of liberty, and we're the only show doing it at this level. In fact, we're the only ones close to this level. Sadly, I wish there were more people that were doing what we're doing, but they're not. So if you appreciate what we're doing and you're willing to back us up with $5 a month like Paul Barnes has done, please go to the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to help us out. We got more coming up here from Free Talk Live. We'll finish up the Anarchapulco interview, and then hopefully we'll be back to live right after that. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee, and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email matt@peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Faraday heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.